Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, I've got good news to report to you this fine morning, which I know you're always in the mood for, right?
Yeah, let's hear it, Lee.
Well, you know, we were out a few weeks ago out at the dog park at Joey's Pet Outfitters, and I privately told the owner, Derek, that I thought for sure at the end of his first month that they would get 50 members to their Bark Park, and I've got good news to report to you, Rick.
What do we got?
I turned out to be right.
All right.
And we were fast approaching 50 by the middle of the week, and if he isn't there, then shame on him. But a lot of people have gone out there and recognized what an incredible place it is to run around with your dog and be able to get some exercise, enjoy the fresh air and just the country and all of the nature that's back there. So we actually helped accomplish something.
Yeah, you know, Williamson is a kind of a unique location because it's just far enough from town that you're out in rural Michigan, and it's close enough to town that it's not far away, and it's not hard to stretch why you've got 50 signups, because it is a gem of a dog park. And I'm not like I've traveled everywhere to see dog parks, but you can just tell he's put his heart and soul into that. And anybody that walks out there and just takes a little bit of walk around, they're going to be impressed.
Right.
And it is one of those things that I think we need to reiterate how important it is to consider the value of having a private dog park in your community to support.
Right.
Because of the controls that are there. You know, you've got a Joey's Pet Outfitters right out front where there's somebody always in attendance, and you've got a more, you know, focused, membership-driven control situation.
Right. Well, it's an important part of the community, and I was thrilled to hear it. And the bad news or the good news for us is that Derek has asked us to come back out for customer appreciation, but he did mention something about you being dunked in the pond. So I don't know how well that'll work out.
Well, if I can swim with some canine, I'm okay.
We'll have to figure that out. But for this week's show, we are going to stick with the topic of dogs, and we're actually going to continue a little bit with where we started to go on last week's show. We were talking about preparation for your pets. And unfortunately, one thing that you need to know a little bit about and be prepared for, even if it's really hard to focus on, but that is one day your pet is going to be gone.
Yeah.
And it's either going to be by nature's course, or you may choose to go to a vet in order to end misery. But there's steps when it comes to the end of life for an animal, and whether you choose a burial and a cemetery where you can actually have a headstone and all the things similar to a human burial, or if you choose to go with a cremation, whether it's a private cremation or a public, they're both out there. So we're going to talk with Rodney Partridge, who owns Partridge Enterprises down in Jackson, and find out a little bit of information so people can be prepared.
Yeah, this is a somewhat delicate conversation, just because it's probably a conversation that everybody has a tendency of avoiding, but realistically, the last time you really want to make those decisions is exactly the time that you're asked to make those decisions. So
Right. Maybe
taking a quick look and or a listen to this show might lend you an opportunity to kind of make some decisions or some thought processes to this, so it's not an all of a sudden type situation.
Right. Yeah. When you're emotionally impaired, that's not the time to do that. The good news is, Rick, in the second half of the show, we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk with an author and a dog trainer, and her book is The Lipstick and the Leash. So bottom line is, I was real careful. I didn't want that phone call coming in while my wife is out of town, because, you know, you get a message from the lipstick in the leash. Yeah. That could be a whole lot of trouble, but she's an incredible dog trainer, and we're going to have fun listening from a lady's perspective.
Yes.
So you hold on to that delicate thought process that we're going to need in the first half, and we'll use in the second. So that's what we've got in store for this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. So fill your coffee cup and grab a listen right here on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Got some ideas, questions, suggestions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mmpets. Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts.